You're listening to Cross the Line 1524, the Common Man's Podcast.
But I came here just one drink.
It's Cross the Line 1524. Join us at the Rusted Nail Speakeasy with a glass of bourbon, table 12, as the guys sit around and discuss distilleries, common day events, or whatever comes to the bar top. That's right. Cross the Line 1524.
Good looking ladies been sitting around me all night. Now I'm thinking I'm starting.
So welcome to Cross the Line 1524. I'm Alan Stanger with
Dwayne Bischoff.
We are
the 15 side.
There you go.
Jeff Montag.
Mike Gardner.
And I'm not claiming him after what I just saw.
Come on.
Over there.
He doesn't even sound like he sounds like he's from like you know, some horror movie.
I'm from the 24 side. I don't know where he's from.
Oh, fine. I'm not claiming the 15 side.
We ain't claiming you either.
So we're,
I was going to say, they don't want you.
So we're here at the Rusted Nail Speakeasy, a little speakeasy out in the backwoods and cornfield of Franklin County, Indiana, where we secretly, well, it's not too secret anymore, but where we record the podcast. So, gentlemen, what do you got in your glass tonight?
I got a little Evan and Pepsi.
Evan and 7-Up.
Evan and 7-Up.
Well, I got a root for my guy. Yellowstone.
There you go.
There we go.
Got a little Yellowstone going on. Yellowstone. So, it's been a busy couple of weeks. In fact, we revisited a couple of our older podcasts, put them out there, had a lot of great comments about that. With new listeners and even existing listeners, that we're nice to hear those podcasts again. We had Laird Niven this past week, and the week prior we did Robert Clotworthy, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed listening to them again. I mean, it's been a long time since we did it.
And yeah,
Robert's was fun. That was a fun night just talking to him about his life and his career.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing stuff and. We got some other ones back there, and I'm working on getting some other guys lined up here in the next couple months that we can talk to. Because here's the deal. Two shots on a barrel, guys. This is how we roll. Yeah, this is how we roll. We have celebrities from Hollywood, from the History Channel. You know, we appreciate what you do down there in Kentucky, but it's just Kentucky stuff. We have the national talent on here.
Even with an old man, we still get good talent.
Yeah, old ugly man.
And see, I used to defend those guys here around this bar. I used to defend them, show them some love while you guys were pounding on them. And then
you got thrown under the bus. You ain't then kidding. A bus backed up and run over you again.
I know, and they basically stated that's what it looked like.
Yeah. So for our listeners. Listen to our buddies, Two Shots in the Barrel. They're from down in...
I don't know if I'm calling them buddies right now.
Fellow podcasters.
They had some fun at Mr. Montag's expense. And it was pretty funny. I was driving to work listening to it. I almost had to pull over and start laughing so hard. So it was pretty good.
Completely uncalled for.
If you guys can't tell, Two Shots guys... he might have taken that personal. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm not sure how else it could have been taken.
Around here, we've been busy. So we had a maple syrup weekend last weekend. And then, Dwayne, you went hog hunting.
I went on an adventure hog hunting down in Texas for the weekend. So that was a good time.
Dude, we had a great turnout. It was a little wet the night before the maple syrup open house. I spent the afternoon pulling people out with my tractor.
Oh. So that was the entertainment.
That was. So we had one person, and they may be a listener, they may not be, that thought they pulled off the drive a little bit to park, and they couldn't back up. So they thought, well, let's just go forward.
100 yards through
100 yards into the field.
Muck.
Completely buried. It was a minivan. Completely buried the front end of it.
Oh,
it was front-wheel drive.
We had coaxed somebody out earlier, right up kind of early in the day, right. Just pushed them back out on the gravel, and everything was fine. And then a little while later, you know, kind of got the call, hey, we got somebody stuck out here. You guys, can you guys come out? And I walked out and looked, took one look at that, and I said, I ain't pushing that out of there.
Yeah.
I was like, so.
So we had several of them like that. None, we had only one that went 100 yards into the field, but that was.
So it was a little mucky, but yeah. At least the rain held off during the day. So our heads were dry, but our feet were a little muddy, but. It was a good day. It was a good turnout.
Yeah, we had a lot of our listeners came out as well that are local, and thank you for that. And it was great. We got to educate folks on how to make maple syrup and about honey, and the Sperlins had their Bev had her products here, and of course we had the winery here, which you can't go wrong if you have a winery at your event.
Yeah. I forgot to ask how much my wife purchased in wine. I didn't look either. I don't want to know.
I carried a couple boxes out for you, but did you see all them when you got home?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't look.
Probably a reason.
I ride her out.
Yeah, so I actually, he's going to work on a maple wine. I gave him 2.5 gallons of almost syrup. It wasn't quite boiled down all the way, and he took that with him. So
that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So use that as the sweetener, kind of like a honey mead.
Yep.
Huh. That'd be interesting.
It will be. Then I had a local brewery approach me about doing something for a beer, a honey beer, so, or a maple beer. So I'm going to take care of that. Mm. So be pretty interesting stuff coming up here.
Yeah.
The brewery's in Oldenburg, so you can probably figure out who that was.
Who that is.
Yeah. So it was a great time. So the weekend before, we were busy, too. I mean, there's a couple of weeks in a row that we were just swamped. Yep. So
I think it's going to be that way from now until about September.
Well, that's because Dwayne Bischoff, for county commissioner, District 2.
Well, that ends in May, though. May 7th.
No, that's just a primary, right?
There's nobody running against the Republicans, so... Got to win the primary. If I win the primary, I pretty much win the election. So that's what I'm. I just got to fight for that.
Okay. So wonder we got him here tonight.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I think he did get here kind of late.
He's probably kissing babies, shaking hands, and sticking campaign signs out.
So. That's next weekend. Next weekend will be busy with that. So.
So you know the two shots guys, they called us old as part of what was going on. So
yeah.
You know. Unfortunately, all of us sitting here are considered seniors now. We get senior discounts. And if you want to use them, which I don't, and in fact,
Wait a minute. They were talking in the 60s. I am not. I am still 50-something.
I know. Senior discounts is 55 plus.
That's right.
So that's what I'm talking about. And unfortunately, we're all there.
Yes, we are.
You know, but what we have...
I don't know. I think fortunately we are all there because there's only one alternative.
That's true.
We could be younger. So I've got some fun stuff here for us. 12 commandments for seniors.
Oh, jeez.
No, it's going to be good because there's a leprechaun next to
it. There you go.
St. Paddy's Day is coming up Sunday. So commandment number one. Talk to yourself. Do you guys talk to yourself?
It's not a problem.
Because there are times that you need expert advice.
That's true.
Exactly.
Like that? In style are the clothes that still fit you.
Okay.
There you go.
This is my favorite. You do not need anger management. No anger management needed. You just need people to stop pissing you off.
Can't disagree with that.
Number four, your people skills are commandment number four. Your people skills are just fine. It's your tolerance for idiots that need work.
That's true.
You believe that?
Yeah.
It's the more I go down this list, the more I agree with these.
Yeah.
The biggest lie that you tell yourself is, I don't need to write it down. I'll remember it. Oh.
I need to start writing down where I put stuff.
Oh, don't get me started. On time is when you get there. Like tonight, Dwayne, you were on time?
Tonight was, we won't get into that now. I was just starting to feel better, so.
Even duct tape cannot fix stupid, but it sure does muffle it. Oh, number eight. It would be wonderful if we could put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes, then come out wrinkle-free and three sizes smaller. Well, I agree with that. Yeah. We've all lost weight around the bar, so we've all come out smaller.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number nine, and this happens to me all the time. Lately, you've noticed people your age are so much older than you. So do you notice that?
That is true.
Yeah,
I do notice. There's a few people that I look at that I know are the same age or younger.
Exactly.
And I go, oh my God.
Am I that old?
Yeah.
Well, I've actually, like, I've actually looked at Mary before and go, do I look that old? She never says anything back, so.
Yeah.
Number 10, this is a good one. Growing old should have taken longer.
That one I agree with a lot.
So I will say it is amazing. You know, when we were younger, everybody says, oh, time flies when you get older, you know. I'm like, yeah, it's all the same. It's not the same.
No.
It is crazy how quick time goes in a week.
You lose years now.
Yeah.
Not weeks. I mean, it's years go by before, and then it's a blink.
Yeah. It's crazy. Number 11.
You can't hardly get it out, can you?
This must strike real close to home.
Aging has slowed you down, but it hasn't shut you up.
Yeah, it's close to home.
It's close to home.
And this one here, number 12, commandment number 12, this goes for all of us. You still haven't learned to act your age and hope you never will.
That's true. Exactly.
Yep. And one more. One for the road means peeing before you leave the house. Oh, man. There's a lot of truth to some of those. Yep. You know,
but I stick by the Toby Keith song. What's he say?
I'm not as old as I...
I'm not as good once... Or shoot, I just heard the song.
I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was.
Yeah, right. There we go. And here's the Toby Keith.
Here's the Toby Keith.
Who passed away, unfortunately.
Passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I don't know if... I know we haven't talked about it on here, that song that he did on the Country Music Awards, Don't Let the Old Man In.
Yeah.
So, that song was written after he talked to Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing how that happened. But, you know, I saw him on an interview several weeks before he passed away, and you just know when you look at somebody.
Yeah.
And it was like there's and what he said in the interview is that he had made peace, and, you know, and just a couple of weeks later he passed away. It's just a shame. I guess what I've noticed, and maybe it's all part of us growing more mature, is a lot of people our age, a lot of people that we looked up to that were older than us, of course, are passing away. But there are a lot of people our age as well that are passing away.
Yep. Yes.
And that's, you know, and it's hard to tell. Was it that way in the last couple of generations as well? Is it something new that's happening? I think it's a combination of things. I was reading about young kids up to the age of 18, how many of them the past decade have come up with some sort of cancer. And I, you know, we've talked about stuff that's put on crops in the fields and what you're ingesting. You know, the food that we eat that comes out of the store that's not fresh produce or fresh meat, there's so many things in it that used to not be in food. You're introducing all kind of chemicals in your body, and it just makes you wonder what the long-term effects are.
Well, they show, I've seen photos of, you know, an aisle of so-called food in the grocery store, and it says, none of what you see is food.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's filler, it's gut filler, and there's nothing to it.
So, you know, Vinny Tortorich.
Yeah.
So he's no sugars, no grain guy. I saw a post recently on one of his posts, and it was showing the difference between Quaker oats with fruit. Like, you know, one of their Quaker Oats
U.S.
Meals. And it was the same in the U.S. You know, it was the same item in the U.S. and the same in the U.K.
Yes.
The list of ingredients of that item in the UK was not even half as long as the list of ingredients in the US because of all the crap.
We talked about that in one of our podcasts. It's amazing what they allow and don't allow overseas versus what we're allowing in our products here. And it should just be just the opposite. We should be smart enough to know that, hey, we shouldn't be putting this stuff out.
Well, a friend of mine posted that exact one today on his Facebook page, and there was people commenting, oh, this is a bunch of crap. And the ultimate answer comes down to, well, the answers was there is, why is the, you know, why does the government allow this? Why does this do this? And my answer back was, they don't need to do that. We can do it with our wallets, but we aren't strong-willed enough as a people to group together and just stop buying it. So if everybody decided tomorrow, we're done buying Quaker Oats until you fix your recipe, if enough people stood up and said, we're done, guess what? They would fix it because they want to make money, but we just keep consuming, so why change when they're making plenty of money doing what they're doing?
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. You know, so in other countries now, and we talked about it before, but if you watch the news, you know, farmers are revolting because they're pulling regular meat off the market.
Yeah.
Other countries are pulling meat off of the market.
I saw France just back down finally. I don't know. I hope that was true. I mean, I saw it on social media that they finally backed down to the farmers and have pulled all the crap they were wanting to push.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not just meat. It's what's weird is, you know, again, this world we live in, it's like upside down. And it's like, you know, they're... When you have the farmers revolting because the government is restricting them from producing food to feed people, real food to feed people. And it's just kind of crazy. In Europe, like you said, Europe is the farmers, it's several countries over there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The farmers are in a full revolt.
You know, and I personally don't think the media covers that kind of stuff enough to let, you know, it's not just that. So, you know, how many news media articles are up right now about the elections happening in Russia? So do you know the whole story about that? So there's an election, three-day election going on right now.
I saw the jokes about it, but that was about it.
So anybody who decided to run against Putin, you know what happened to them?
They died. Surprisingly, slowly. They died. Not necessarily slowly.
Yeah.
Some of them were poisoned.
Yeah. So they had term limits in effect over there, and Putin has changed all the laws. One man just changed all the laws. Term limits no more. Crazy.
Well, I mean...
But it...
You know, again, it's Russia. It's, you know, it's back to the old... socialist communist way of doing things with him. So,
but Alan, you mentioned about why doesn't the media cover that, is why doesn't the media cover half of what they should?
Well, I know.
The stuff that's going on in France with the farmers protest. How much have you seen? Every morning Doty turns on, I don't know what channel 12 is, NBC, whatever. I just soon leave it off. It's nice, quiet, but she turns it on. So I listen to it. I have never heard anything about any of the stuff.
Yeah, so I get all my news from the 1440.
I follow that too. Everybody should follow that because
it's news and it's on both. It's not political one way or the other. It's everything.
It gives you this. It gives you the story. Then you make of it what you want.
Right.
They don't put a bunch of opinion in it, and they don't lean it one way or the other. They just put the information out there. And so if you're on social media, the 1440, in my opinion, is the best news that's out there.
I get mine.
The news that matters.
Yeah, I get mine emailed to me. So once you subscribe, it's an email. You don't have to get on social media.
Right.
So it's a
pretty, yeah, that's right. You can subscribe on email. Subscribe. And I do get it on me. But I read it online.
Comes about 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like.
Yeah, first thing in the morning when I get up. You know, when I get up, that's when, after my morning prayer, and one of the first things I do is I read the 1440. So it's good stuff.
But that is sad that we have no real news. I mean, they're too worried about Prince Harry and
who cares about
them? Exactly. They're still fighting. They went through the ceremony at separate times. Who cares?
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. So you guys know. I mean, I'm a The human trafficking thing just really freaks me out, and I'm just amazed that the world isn't freaked out, and that the people in this country aren't freaked out about the human trafficking that unfortunately is driven by money in this country. And when you talk about the immigration issues and the human trafficking that's going on there, the issues at the border are driving a huge market for human trafficking.
Yep.
And that's mostly women and children. And so Operation Underground Railroad, they are a big part of searching out and rescuing children that are in that way. And I just, shared a post by Tim Tebow. He has a foundation, and it's all about rescuing women and children from worldwide human trafficking. It is amazing to me when you look at the statistics of what is going on with the children of the world, what is happening to them, and women around the world, what is happening to them, that the media simply ignores it.
Yeah.
Right.
It is just, it boggles my mind.
I think if they did cover it, they're scared that would be something that would unite. Because I don't care what side of the aisle you're on.
You would think. I would hope.
I would hope that that would be enough that would infuriate everyone, that they would join together.
But you aren't going to tell me that the politicians in Washington that are all about this open border crap don't. It's obvious if you're in that front of what is going on. Tim Tebow was testifying in front of a freaking Senate committee. Yeah. Okay? And it's just obvious. It's obvious to those people. Okay? And the things that can be done simple things that can be done to quelch it, that our politicians simply refuse to do.
Yeah, because what could have happened? The next day, they could have made changes the very next day.
Exactly.
Didn't happen.
No. They can make, there's so many things that could be done any day. They want to do it. They just refuse to do it because it's blame and who's going to get the most points and who's going to get the most votes. That's all they're worried
about. Yeah, it's both sides of the aisle.
It's
sickening, quite honestly.
Yeah. So, I didn't know we were going to talk about this, but you guys... I physically feel
pain.
Right.
On this subject.
It's sad.
It is. It's more than sad. It's horrible. Horrible. So with that, we're going to take a short break. Come back. We'll lighten things up a little bit. Well, maybe. Depends if Jeff starts thinking about those two shots on the barrel, guys. We'll be right back.
It's a different kind of feeling that I have for that.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking to learn more about the bourbon country in probably the most unorthodox way you've ever heard it, you need to listen to Two Shots on a Barrel podcast. You can join the Bow Brothers, a couple of longtime goofy radio DJs from Kentucky, and learn more about what makes the heart of bourbon country so famous. You can listen to the Bow Brothers as they look to interview experts in the bourbon industry and other things that are truly unique to Central Kentucky, like wineries, craft breweries, caves, kayaking, you name it. It's Two Shots on a Barrel podcast with the Bow Brothers. You can find it on all of the major podcast platforms. Two Shots on a Barrel. You can learn more about Kentucky only the way the Bow Brothers can bring it on Two Shots on a Barrel podcast.
Batesville Liquor Co. in Batesville, Indiana, and Tebby Liquor in Brookville, Indiana. One of our favorite sponsors right here across the line, 1524. And it doesn't matter whether you're looking for a great bourbon, a blended whiskey, maybe a rye or a scotch, or maybe you're into wine, or maybe vodkas or tequilas. It just doesn't matter. You know why? Because they're all available at Batesville Liquor Co. in Batesville, Indiana. And Brookville, Indiana has Tebby Liquor. Now, if you're looking for something special, something unique, try their barrel picks. They have barrel picks that they've hand-selected from different distilleries on sale at both Batesville Liquor Co. and Tebby Liquors. That's right. They're unicorns. You will never get that same taste of a barrel anyplace. Those are hand-selected barrels just for you. Once again, if you want a beer, if you want a wine cooler, yeah, they still make wine coolers. They've got it all at Batesville Liquor Co., located at 315 Shopping Village in Batesville, Indiana, or Tebby Liquors. Tebby Liquors, right here in Brookville, Indiana. And tell them to cross the line, 1524 Crew sends you. Gilman's Home Centers, with 14 locations and growing. You know what? It's the party time of the year. That's right. You might need some party rentals, and they've got them. They've got bouncy houses, tents, even slushy machines for those adult party-friendly drinks. You know what? Things are heating up, which means you need to start thinking about watering options for your lawn and garden. They've got it. And you know what? It may be too hot for you. They've got plenty of air conditioning units and fans just for you. Gilman Home Centers, with 14 locations in Indiana and Ohio. This April 8th, experience history like never before in beautiful, historic Metamora, Indiana. Journey back in time as you explore our quaint streets lined with 19th century architecture. And don't miss the celestial event of a lifetime as a solar eclipse graces our skies. Join us for a viewing party filled with wonder and awe. The 2024 Solar Eclipse. Make memories that will last a lifetime in historic Metamora, Indiana. Plan your trip now and be part of this extraordinary experience. Metamora, where history meets celestial wonder.
All right, we're back across the line, 1524. We thought we were going to have a great podcast
insertion
because Dwayne's been having trouble with his
Verizon, not my phone, with Verizon.
With his Android.
It's not my Android's fault. It's the service.
Now, wait a minute. Jeff and I both have Verizon.
And no problem.
With iPhones, no problem whatsoever.
How many people have no problem with their cable?
Cable?
I don't have any problem
with it. Or internet.
I don't have any problem with my internet.
It's an ongoing. So look, I sent stuff out this week to Dwayne and Jeff. And Dwayne's like, yeah, it disappeared. It's not on my phone. Jeff and I look right at it. It's on ours. It's Verizon. We're all three on Verizon. Two of us with iPhones.
That thing was not meant to be, though. That was another bus.
I think that was meant to be, and we lost it.
We missed it.
We missed that one.
Yeah, we missed it.
We're working on a bus. We need a bus. So if you got a bus out there, we need transportation.
We need for the podcast. 15 passenger. Well,
no, we don't.
We need the short bus.
Quite that big.
Well, no, under 15 or under.
15 or under.
You don't need CDL.
So we stay on a CDL. Yeah,
because we can't take Nick every place with us.
That's right.
Our driver.
And we don't know. That might be interesting.
Oh, scary might be.
He might get us there. One of us will be driving us back.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a little fun. Uh-huh. So yesterday, what was yesterday? Or was it the day before?
Can we say it?
Pi Day.
Pi Day.
Pi Day.
March,
oh, that day.
March 14th, Pi Day.
So,
depending on who you are, it is, it's Pi Day.
So last month they did research in all the states of America. So what else was it besides Pi Day? We got to put it out there.
I think we better lay off.
Yeah,
that.
We better lay that
we
one.
We better lay off of that.
So everybody, you can look it up yourself.
It's a kind of family show.
Yeah. Nope. So they did some research. The pies that are liked most in the states.
Let's
per
see.
State. So Indiana, what do you think came up?
I think it's a lie.
I would say my guess would have been apple.
What would you guess?
I would guess apple too.
I think it depends on where we're at in Indiana. Here, it definitely would be. Butterscotch.
Ooh.
No way.
Now, see, I would have guessed sugar cream because that used to be the.
No.
So, Ohio, what do you think came up with? I didn't even know this was considered a
Buckeye pie.
Buckeye pie.
Oreo pie.
Oreo pie.
Well, those are diet then, right?
Yeah, those are all diet. Yeah. Kentucky. where the Two Shots boys are at. This should be simple.
Well, that one, yeah, that's the Derby Pie or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
That's obvious.
All right. Let's see here.
Wait a minute. I'm looking over here. I see down in Texas. That's not pie.
It is a pie.
But that's a meal.
Chicken pot pie. That's what's Texas.
Pie should be dessert, though, not meal.
And this in here, I can believe, Alaska. Alaska's chicken pot pie as well.
Well, I guess that warm, hearty. Yeah. But it still should be a fruit.
Hawaii. What do you think Hawaii is?
You think something pineapple.
No, they're custard. They're sick of pineapple.
Custard pie.
They eat a lot of pineapple.
All right, let's see. California. I know what's coming out of your mouth.
Okay. Go easy. Yes. We have listeners in California.
We have a lot. Blackberry.
Nah. So it's apple. Apple pie. Yeah.
See, that don't. There is a lot of orchards. Yeah. Well, there is a lot of orchards.
Yeah, there are a lot of.
They don't. They raise more apples up north of there, like in Washington State. Right.
That's true.
California.
So what's the what?
So
is
Minnesota. What do you think Minnesota is? This is crazy. Wait, a minute. That's not Minnesota. That's Minnesota. This map's kind of screwed up a little
bit. That's Minnesota right there.
Yeah, that's Minnesota.
Okay, I had it right. Spaghetti pie.
What the heck?
I don't know who put this list together.
What is spaghetti pie?
Oh, I've had
so
it before.
Here's
it's in a pie plate, but it's spaghetti and meatball.
Really?
Yeah, all chopped up. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to go back to Indiana. It's apple pie. Johnny Appleseed is buried in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's an Indiana boy. That's all I'm saying.
I don't.
It's apple
what
pie.
What is the craziest one? What is the strangest one?
I think spaghetti pie is pretty out there.
Pretty out there.
No, I think I got it beat here. South Carolina, you ready for this? Tomato pie.
I love tomatoes. I mean, canned tomatoes, fried green tomatoes, sliced tomatoes.
So I'm going to go back to who makes up these things.
I don't know who made this up. It's off of Google. It's off of Google Trends.
And there you go. I mean, they're whacked out.
Well, look at the one. What is that, Nevada? Or what's that right beside Texas? I don't know my geography.
That one?
That's Oklahoma.
Frito chili pie.
Somebody's making this crap up.
Somebody's making it up. Come on, man.
Come on, man. All right.
But what's the one that Frito pie? They got to have the chili in Oklahoma, but beside it there's just Frito pie.
Yeah, it is.
So we've probably talked about this before. I imagine boys down in Kentucky would probably know what is transparent pie. You know what transparent pie is? We've talked about this before. You remember what?
No.
Transparent pie is basically like the pecan pie without the pecans.
Just sweet stuff.
Yeah, because they couldn't get pecans, all the time. The pecans were expensive to bring up south up to Kentucky.
It was expensive, yeah.
Yeah.
So growing up, we had pecan pie, but it was black walnuts in it. Because my grandparents had tons of black walnut trees.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and it was economy, too.
Yeah.
Pecans were expensive.
Yeah.
Because you had to bring up from down south.
Right, used to be a treat.
And go out backyard.
Yeah, knots and trees.
Yep. All right, so I got some breaking news down in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Rats have gotten into confiscated pot at the New Orleans aging police headquarters, munching the evidence as the building is taken over by mold cockroaches. Mold and cockroaches, said the city police officer. The rats are eating our marijuana, and they're all high. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick told New Orleans City Council members, "This is some wild rats." Kirkpatrick described the vermin infestations and decay at the offices that have housed New Orleans police since 1968, saying officers have even found rat droppings in their desks. The police department did not immediately respond to an email request Wednesday for more information on how they discovered the marijuana was eaten by rats or whether any cases were impacted.
I only know the rats were high.
Exactly. You test them?
Well.
They catch any?
Well, we're getting down
it's
here.
Just one good way to explain missing pot out of the evidence room.
Yeah, exactly. The mouse ate it.
Mouse ate it.
So I wonder what, they go on to talk about how bad the building is. So rats are omnivores, and the rats may experience the same effects from the There we go. So since rats are omnivores, they probably are experiencing the same effects from the marijuana as humans.
No, probably do. That's why they do a lot of medical tests with rats, is because they're
rats and mice.
Similar.
They react similarly to humans.
To drugs. How do you know the rats were high? Were they all walking around smoking?
No, they were eating Fritos.
They wanted that Fritos pie. Fritos.
Oh, goodness. Crazy.
But yeah, you wonder if they're in there eating. Court cases could be impacted. Hey, where's the evidence? I only ate it.
Rats ate it. My rat ate it.
I mean, you got no evidence anymore.
Maybe the rats are being controlled.
There you go.
Did you see the movie? Was it Ant-Man?
Robo-rats?
Where he controlled the ants?
Right.
Maybe it's Rat-Man controlling rats.
You sent them in there to destroy the evidence.
Goodness.
New Marvel movie.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Well, Ratatouille.
That's true.
That was a Disney movie. Do you see that?
What do you watch?
I've never seen Ratatouille.
Oh, that was a big thing back when my kids were little.
Yeah, while your kids were little.
Oh, hey, the rat was in the guy's chef hat. He was actually making the food.
He's just watched this last week.
He could probably got the lines memorized.
Easy now.
Check out his Netflix history.
Easy. I'll have to send more information down to Two Shots on the Barrel, guys. Oh, goodness. Well, you guys got anything else to wrap this one up with?
Oh,
I really don't.
It's quiet in here. The table 12 is off.
They're out crafting tonight.
And Scotty Bourbon is home with Bev, who is not feeling well.
Yep. So he's playing doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, Scotty.
Oh, we'll leave that one go.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
So for two shots.
Really?
So for Cross the Line 1524.
Those guys, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'm Alan Stanger with
Dwayne Bischoff.
Jeff Montag.
Mike Gardner.
And we'll see y'all next time. The calendar is set for this year's Columbia Street Music Festival, series of concerts located in historic Metamore, Indiana. We kick things off on June 15th. Our headliner? Newly signed Nashville artist and Indiana native, Rachel Holt, with her entire band. You'll be able to hear songs from her recently released CD titled Missing Home. This year's events feature four stages of music, multiple food trucks, and craft vendors. On August 10th, get ready for an Amish good time. As featured on the Bob and Tom Show, the one and only Electric Amish will be headlining. Bring your cooler, your lawn chair, and get ready for some great music and a terrific time. We round a year out on September 21st. Are you ready for this? They've played the Grand Ole Opry, Music City, Radio Hall. They've been seen on CMT, GAC, and CBS, and many more. Awards? They've taken home a few. Here's a sampling. IBMA Emerging Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Entertainers of the Year not once, but twice. We proudly welcome the Grascals. That's right, you can see the Grascals right here in Metamore, Indiana on September 21st at the Columbia Street Music District Festival. They feature Indiana's own Jamie Johnson. All tickets are available on Eventbrite and at the festival while supplies last. It's the Columbia Street Music Festival located in historic Metamore, Indiana. You've been listening to Cross the Line 1524 with all the guys, whether we're at the Rust and Nail Speakeasy or out on the road. You know we always have a great time. Okay, pretend, well, I'll have just one more. I came here with just one drink. Hey, check out our webpage at www.crosstheline1524.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Check out Podcast 1524 on Twitter and Cross the Line 15/24 on Facebook. Give me one before you kick me out the door.